Assembly members were united in their desire to put the future of the Hames Wellness Center in the hands of voters, but divided on how to ask the question. In his last meeting as mayor, Marko Dapcevic was clearly ready to lay the problem of the Hames Center in the laps of the voters yesterday.
Really, this is an issue that should have been decided 2 weeks ago. We shouldn't even be dealing with this right now. We gave the Hames PE Task Center a lease for 14 months, an opportunity to come back before the assembly and show us a viable alternative or option for keeping that facility open. And what happened was we got something that came back when it was too late to have on a ballot. And the only option for keeping this facility open was on a ballot. So we were asked, well, the best thing to do is just give us another 6 months or so, give or take, and have a special election for us at that time. I actually feel rather put out by this.
But other assembly members, while just as ready to let voters have their say, were unwilling to prepare a ballot question that they felt was sure to fail. Jack Osmond made a motion to develop a ballot question that would ask voters to allocate some portion of their taxes just for the operation of the center.
Personally, I don't believe that the people of Sitka will vote to acquire this building, buy this building, with a bond issue, a tax issue, whatever. In my mind, the only thing available is to continue leasing it, and of course that's entirely up to SJ whether or not they'll continue to lease it or not. But that's what I'm after, is to get money in the budget to lease and operate the building.
Reber Stein agreed. He thought the electorate was not prepared to take on the entire Hames project in a single vote.
The most concrete information we have about the Hames Center is its operating expenses. And it is a pure assumption to guess that we're not going to get any assistance from the state, or we're going to get every assistance from the state. To form a question of whether we should buy the building with a bond or an increase in property tax or sales tax or what have you, I think is to elicit the worst response from the voters.
Stein instead recommended that the city make the purchase of the center a state legislative priority rather than a taxpayer burden. Nancy Kavanaugh, however, felt that the Hames Task Force had prepared a detailed roadmap for moving the Wellness Center to public ownership. She thought it was time to vote, and so did outgoing Assemblymember Heidi Raffelli.
The task force gave us an incredible wealth of information. Volumes. Volumes. We know what we need to know enough to move forward. Let's get to it.
Raffelli was among the five votes to shoot down Osmond's motion to put the question of Hames' operating expenses out to voters. Mayor Dapcevic, intent on disposing of the issue once and for all, motioned to put a question on the 2009 ballot asking voters to raise property taxes and to pass a bond proposition to acquire the Wellness Center outright. The only issue we need to resolve, he said, is how much it's going to cost. John Sherrod, who was also in his last meeting as an assembly member, thought adding a sales tax increase to the package might make it more palatable to voters. Like Stein and Osmond, Sherrod thought the proposed ballot question would be a non-starter if it asked too much of too few. He had this exchange with the mayor.
Are we setting it up to fail? I think it's going to fail no matter what you do, John.
Well,
I think it may, but I just think, why would we put this all on the backs of the property owners? I mean, tourists pay sales tax and, visitors, and we get sales taxes from lots of folks.
City Finance Director Dave Wolf ultimately broke the logjam when he reported that the city generated $6 million annually in property taxes and $10 million in sales taxes. Dapcevic agreed to amend his motion to allow voters to consider a year-round hike in the sales tax in addition to a property tax increase as possible means of funding the purchase of the Wellness Center. The vote was unanimous. City Administrator Jim Dinley told the Assembly that he would obtain an independent appraisal of the facility, plus have a thorough cost estimate for refurbishment prepared by a structural engineer. Municipal Attorney Teresa Hillhouse said she would, in cooperation with the Finance Department, prepare a series of draft ordinances with proposed ballot language for the tax and bond measures scheduled to appear in next October's municipal election. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.